ओम नमो भागवते वासुदेवाय
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 हरे कृष्णा जय श्री प्रभुपाद. सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम सिक्स कैंटो Chapter 10, battle between the demigods and Vritrasura. And this is verse, which verse is it?
32.
Okay. Jatasya Mritudruva. And I have to start from verse
29.
Okay, 29. So I'll read. I hadn't seen the book at all. You know, maybe they're expecting me to remember the Bhagavatam by heart. Okay. Tava prayasam vitatam niriksha haro abhakta hata yuddha darpha palayanaya jimukhe vishrija patim manaste daduratta saraha. The asuras, who are never devotees of Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, lost their pride in fighting when they found all their endeavors futile. Leaving aside their leader, even in the very beginning of the fight, they decided to flee because all their prowess had been taken away by the enemy. Viritro suram stananugan manashvi Radavata preksha babaza etat palaitam preksha balam cha bhagnam vayena tibrena vihasya vira. Something else?
I can use it.
I'll put it. Thank you. Seeing his army broken and all the asuras, even those known as great heroes, fleeing the battlefield out of intense fear, Vritrasura, who was truly a great-minded hero, smiled and spoke the following words. Kalopapannam ruchiram manashvinam jagadavacham purusha pradira he viprachite namuche puloman mayanarvancham varame shrinudvam. According to his position and the time and circumstances, Vritrasura, the hero among heroes, spoke words that were much to be appreciated by thoughtful men. He called to the heroes of the demons, O Viprachitti, O Namuchi, O Puloma, O Maya, Anarva, as in Sambara, please hear me and do not flee. Jatasya Mrityu Dhruva Eva Sarvata Pratikriya Yasya Na Jeha Klipta Loko Yashash Chata Tato Yadi Amum ko nama mrityum na vrinita yuktam jathasya mrityur dhruva eva sarvatha pratikriya yasya na cheha klipta Chata tato yadiyamum Konama mrityum navrinita yuktam
Konama mrityum navrinita yuktam
Jatasya
Jatasya
of one who has taken birth all living beings
mrityu
death Dhruva, inevitable.
Eva,
indeed. sarvata,
sarvata,
everywhere in the universe,
everywhere in the universe,
pratikriya,
pratikriya,
counteraction,
counteraction,
yasya,
yasya,
of which,
of which,
na,
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 not,
cha,
cha,
also,
also,
iha,
iha,
in this material world,
in this material world,
klipta,
klipta,
device,
device.
Loka,
loka,
promotion to higher planets,
promotion to higher planets.
Yasha,
yasha,
reputation and glory,
reputation and glory.
Cha,
cha,
and
ata,
ata, ten, tata,
tata,
from that,
from that.
Yadi,
yadi,
if,
if, if.
He,
he,
indeed,
indeed.
Amun,
amun,
that,
that.
Ka,
ka,
who.
Who?
Nama,
nama,
indeed,
indeed.
Mrityum,
mrityum,
death,
death.
Na,
na,
not,
not.
Vrinita,
vrinita,
would accept,
would accept.
Yuktam,
yuktam,
suitable,
suitable.
Translation: Vritrasura said, all living entities who have taken birth in this material world must die. Surely no one in this world has found any means to be saved from death. Even providence has not provided a means to escape it. Under the circumstances, death being inevitable, if one can gain promotion to the higher planetary systems and be always celebrated here by dying suitable death, what man will not accept such a glorious death? Purport by Srila Prabhupada. If by dying one can be elevated to the higher planetary systems and be ever famous after his death, who is so foolish that he will refuse such a glorious death? Similar advice was also given by Krishna to Arjuna. My dear Arjuna, the Lord said, do not desist from fighting. If you gain victory in the fight, you will enjoy a kingdom. And even if you die, you will be elevated to the heavenly planets. Everyone should be ready to die while performing glorious deeds. A glorious person is not meant to meet death like cats and dogs. There is one more verse with no purport, and and ends the chapter, right? I should read it, eh? Dvosammato ya mrityu durapo yad brahma sandarana yajitasu kalevaram yogarato vijayat yad agranir virasaye nivritta nivritta. There are two ways to meet a glorious death, and both are very rare. One is to die after performing mystic yoga, especially bhakti yoga, by which one can control the mind and living force and die absorbed in thought of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The second is to die on the battlefield, leading an army and never showing one's back. These two kinds of death are very recommended in the Shastra as glorious. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 6th canto, 10th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Battle Between the Demigods and Vritrasura. Mukam karoti vachalam pangurlangayattehi yatripatamaham vande shri gurum dinutarinam Ramananda Madhavam Sicharitana Mishwaram Hare Krishna Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So Vritrasura is a demon, but is also a great devotee. Is repeating actually Krishna's words in the Bhagavad Gita. In one verse he condenses practically two instructions or two directions that Krishna gives to Arjuna. All in the second chapter. Krishna tells Arjuna, for one who has taken birth, death is certain. If one is dying, birth is certain. In the unavoidable discharge of your duty, you should not lament. That's it. You know, one who's born is to die, one who's dying is to be born. It's unavoidable. And discharge you do your duty. And also, that's, let's say, Sankhya Vyana Yoga. But then he tells him also, Svadharma Mahichaveksha, Nabikam Pitumarasi, Dharma Di, Yuja Shreya Nyat, Kshatriyasya Nabhidyate. It's, you know, more like a karma, you know, in form of enthusiasm. If, you know, there is no better engagement for you as a kshatriya than fighting on the basis of religious principles, there's no need of hesitation. Why? Yadrichaya chupapam nam svargadvaram aparvetam. Because if you fight that way, svargadvaram, the doors of heaven, the doors of the paradise that lies above the earth will be open to you. Those doors will be open to you, and you will go there. Of course, the devotee is not attracted by these things, and Krishna is telling Arjuna, so that, you know, we may also be instructed. And there is a gradual way of progressing and avoiding to die like cats and dogs. As Prabhupada says, shouldn't die like cats and dogs. One who doesn't follow any religious principle, one who, you know, lives his life by push of inertia, of inertial pushing, you know, from birth, okay, I'm born, now I gotta leave, I gotta work, I have to do this, and then I'll die. Like this. He lives, you know, he's born, lives, and dies like an animal, like a cat or a dog. There's no difference. Maybe a little more sophisticated, maybe he plays Mozart, but he's, you know, but that doesn't make any difference. You live and die like a cat or a dog. Should avoid that. Should avoid it. So Vritrasura is, you know, calling these demons and saying, hey, what are you doing? You're going to die like animals, cowards. And you are big demons. These are big demons. These are not small, tiny demons. Namuchi, Polome, Maya, they were big guys. They're not like Hitler, Churchill, all these, you know, low-class demons. These are the big demons. These are big demons with a capital D. And, you know, you worship demons if you want courage in battle. That's paradoxical, but if you want courage in battle, there's different ways of worshipping. Some you worship the Deva, you worship for your wife this, for your husband that. For courage in battle, you worship the demons. They are supposed to be the ones who are brave, courageous, and they nothing for us. But they are running away. So it's even more embarrassing. Come on, people are worshipping you to be courageous in battle. And you run away from the battle. That means that if they can give courage to others, they must have a lot of courage. If they can bless others with courage in battle, they must have a good amount of courage themselves. Otherwise, how can they bless somebody with courage in battle? But they're running away. Why are they running away? Fear. It's fear. It's fear. And Krishna says that in the second chapter, yeah, to Arjuna, you know, the generals, they will think that you have run away out of fear. Yeah. And it is actually fear that is shaking them. It's fear that destabilizing their mental equilibrium. Fear when does fear come up? When your certainties in life, something that is, you know, for you is something acquired, certain, immovable, becomes shaken. Just like, you know, we all stand on earth. When there is an earthquake, I mean, it's like, you know, there's no earth to stand anymore. It's very fearful. because you know, we're so accustomed, you know, earth is here, you know, the floor is here. It doesn't move. It's here, but when it moves, ooh, it's, you know, creates fear. So the demons, Ishvaraham, Ambodhi, they think, you know, Balala, you know, I'm strong, everything, you know, everything is, I am someone who has, you know, got to the point of not having any more fear, because I'm solid, I'm stable. But everything has been taken away from them. Therefore, fear that becomes, you know, it's anxiety that becomes anguish, that becomes panic. Becomes panic. They are panicking. They're running in panic. And this fear is practically impossible to control. This panic-stricken situation, the mind, you can't control the mind anymore. It is explained, you know, that fear by Vayam Vidya Vindhi Sakasya Isara Petasya Viparyo Smriti. It's the underlying current in everyone's life by a fear in this world. Why? Because we are turned away from Krishna. So we're fearful. And you know, we sometimes we forget the fear, sometimes we think, well, you know, we got a situation, solid, stable, but the fear is always there. You cannot escape this fear. You cannot run away from it. Because you cannot protect yourself, and nobody else can protect yourself but Krishna. And this condition of fear destabilizes the mind, this anxiety. That's why it's always Sakalaya Santa. You know, we always feverish and disturbed and not peaceful. Because of this fear. Now, as Maharaj said in his brilliant class yesterday, one has to control the mind, and by controlling the mind becomes stable, and only in that way you can surpass fear. Actually, absence of fear means control of the mind. If the mind is not controlled, you must be fearful. There is no possibility of someone having an uncontrolled mind and not being fearful. He must be fearful. He must be in anxiety. The two things go together. They are synonyms. And this control of the mind, and you have to have the proper relationship with the mind. You have to understand what the mind is and your relationship with it. The demons, they don't really know. They may be following certain religious principles even better than some people. There are some demons that are real, you know, like Karna, it takes away. You know, if Brahma comes, he must be in and out. These guys, never mind. He wants the earrings, he wants the armor. I take it out of my body, and a bloody, you know, scene, I give it to him. Because he's asking, he's a Brahma. You know, there are some very, you say, correct kind of demons. But ultimately, they don't understand the meaning of the religious principle, dharma-isa-cha-bhava-pranita, that they come from the Lord. So it's just to show their courage, their determination, their power, that they follow the principles. But they don't understand why. They don't have the understanding why. They don't have the understanding, and therefore, manoratina sati davatore, they go back on the mental platform. They have to be hovering on the mental platform. And this situation is terrifying, because the mind cannot protect you. Now, to have a proper understanding of the relationship with the mind, one has to be intelligent. Once I was reading a song from Srila Bhaktivinoda, I think from the Kalyana Kalpataru, and he addresses the mind. And there were people, you know, that came to the listen, some quite, you know, knowledgeable and academicians or whatever they were, you know, and then they said, one said to the other,
Does it speak to the mind? It speaks to the mind. So, and then, you know, ironically, ask the question, does it also speak in third case, you know, like, do you people speak in third case, like, Madhusevita is very happy today. Or, you know, Madhusevita is going to go, I talk about myself. So we also to speak in this way because for them, they are their minds, they identify with the mind. How can you speak to the mind? How can you speak to the mind? You know, you are your mind. Now, if we know we are not the mind. But if you tell, you know, somebody who has no knowledge, that oh, we are not the mind. And then they ask, whose mind is it? If it's not your mind, if you are not the mind, and this mind you're speaking to, whose mind is it? Well, it's definitely one of the material elements. Kannamo buddhye vacha o agnirmayi bhaganamambu malikishasva kalasta tapna manasi niti jagata. It's a material element that it's manifested or not manifested. Oh, then you're just there witnessing, like some Sankhya, atheistic Sankhya followers say, you're just witnessing, you're not doing anything, you're just witnessing what's happening, the body's moving, the mind, you are not responsible. So you're just increasing in this crazy game, and you have nothing to do, you just have to watch it, you're just being brought into this nightmare, and you live in it, and there's nothing you can do. And also you're not responsible. So God is a bad man, he's a bad person. He puts you in this situation. And you cannot, and he's not your mind. It's a material, and it's all the karyakarana, you know, that it's the material nature that's doing the thing. No, the understanding is different. We are not this material mind. We are not this material intelligence. We are not this material body. But we identify with it. Just like, you know, you go to an insane asylum, say insane asylum, you know, a mental hospital, and here you have a guy, let's say, for example, if he thinks he is Henry the Fifth, you know, he puts a pot in his head, you know, from the kitchen, puts a pot, and I'm Henry the Fifth, I'm going to the siege of Orléans, you know what I mean? And then another crazy lady comes, no, I'm Joanna Dark or Joan Dark, you know, and I'm going to stop you, you know. It's, okay, now, you want to try to cure the man, his name is Frank, for example. His name is Frank, he's not Harry the Fifth. His name is Frank, and she is not Joan Dark, she is Ludmila Seredova or whatever her name is, you know. He can't go to him and say, hey, Frank, you're nuts. You know, he cannot go and do that because he reacts. He thinks he's Harry the Fifth. So you go and say, Harry, I mean, yeah, is that Harry? Yeah. I said Harry, right. Harry, can you listen to me for a minute? You go and call him Harry. Because, you know, if you call him Frank, he's not gonna relate to you. There is no... He's not going to listen. You got to call him Harry. Harry, can you listen to me for a minute? You know, I met a guy whose name was Frank, you know, and you know, he belonged to a certain... You try, you know, you have to approach him in that way. The same way you go to Ludmila Seredova, whatever her name is, say, you don't say Ludmila, you say Joan Dark, you know, Joan Dark, can you put your sword down for a minute? And we have to talk, you know, I want to talk pretty much. So that's the way we approach the mind. Yes, the thinking, feeling, and willing of the material mind are not ours, are a superimposed heterodiet, or as a superimposed thing, an artificial imposition on the soul. But the soul is identifying, we are identifying. So we talk in this way, indirectly, to the soul that has gone a little crazy, you know, and we try to bring the soul back to its real consciousness. That's what we do. That's the process. So, but the demons, they can't take it. the demons will not take it. Because they will, you know, their all rasa, their all happiness is to identify with the material body, mind, intelligence that they have acquired. Take that away from them. Try to, you know, sanity means you realize that you are an eternal servant of Krishna. They don't want that kind of sanity. But they want to try to become fearless and stable and steady and powerful without that realization. And it will never happen. Everything is bound to go down the drain and create a lot of problems for themselves and others. The demons will not do, but the devotees will do. The devotee will undergo the sometimes torturous, because it depends on how identified we are. Sometimes difficult, sometimes even torturous process of steadying the mind by purifying it. How? Bhakti Paraskanda Virati. In the same, these are all both by Guru, what is that? Maya Yaito, Buddha Avasa, help me out now, Avasayam, Bhaktiyai Anakesam, Guru Deva Tatima. Yeah, so, by taking shelter of the Supreme Instructor, the Personality of Godhead, directly in the heart and through the spiritual master. And then what happens then? Bhaktir Panisam Bhavo Virati Kanyatucha Satrika Eka Kala. Prapadya Manasya Yatashmata Siu. To speak was speak should Avedon Dasam. All it is Kali to Maharaj Nim. It's you have to engage in devotional service and then your real identity and the taste, the thinking, feeling, willing, understanding proper of the real identity, with the taste, nourishment, sustenance, and proper perspective in looking at the illusion and the fear, then they will manifest. And that fear will go far away from you. You will not feel fearful anymore. There will not be anxiety anymore. Because you understand not only that you are the soul, but you are a protected soul. You are, Krishna is there with you to protect you, like a child that is taken through a dark forest by the father in his lap. It doesn't feel, even though you are not Hare Krishna, maybe fear so. Even the environment, situation may be fearsome, because it's in the lap of his father, he feels protected. That's the only way to win fear. You cannot win fear with your own strength. And fear is gonna destroy every attempt we do. If we don't control the mind, if we don't go beyond fear. Therefore, it's an absolute need that we become fearless. But we cannot do that on our own strength. We have to do that by perceiving directly the protection of the Personality of God, like nourishment, like pusti, and without going towards those activities, then natasura bhagavad, we have to become intelligent, not go anything towards those activities that generate fear in our heart, generate anxiety. In other words, there is the search for sanctification. That's the thing. So in this way, we can meet the glorious death. Prabhupada believes in the last verse. He says there are two ways to meet the glorious death. One is, of course, die in the battle, and then you go to the underplanetary system, you have the charge from a Svargadwar, you go to the Svarg, or, by being a yogi. Absorbing the Personality of God. Now, we are very fortunate because from, ragamuffins, things, you said that ragamuffins of karma and vikarma, not even on dharma, you wrote Kerouac, Dharma, you know, like what the, you know, Vikarma, you know, his Dharma is equivalent to a Vikar. So, but we are remained into yogis, into bhakti yogis, by chanting the holy name, performing devotional service, fearlessly trying to establish, helping the acharyas to establish a transcendental movement for the upliftment of humanity within a rotten, crazy, paranoid, fearsome society, a demonic society. That's the truth. We are also fighting the demons by establishing this movement. And we have to be courageous. The courage we have in preaching, in distributing Krishna consciousness, the courage we have and we develop in following the principles, continuing to chant, in preaching, that is glorious. That is our glory. That is not our glory. We don't have to go and meditate on what's a mountain nearby here. We don't have big mountains in Belgium. But yeah,
and Eichpoint.
Eichpoint.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever its name is, you know, you don't have to go there, you know, on a deer skin or on a dog skin, because the deers, I don't know if you find, so, and sit there and meditate, the police will come, take you away, so where's the documents, you know, and an ID, please, you know, ridiculous. We know we can do that. We can do other things, sacrifices with the plastic spoons, or some wooden. Yes, we can do stuff like this. We have to. The only possibility is the holy name and preaching the gospel of the acharyas, preaching the message of the acharyas. Tandra charana seri patra sandra. We have to think like this. We are Prabhupada. He has given wonderful books. He has given us a wonderful way of life. He has given us courage. Prabhupada has infused our hearts with courage, with real courage, fearlessness, in distributing the message of Lord Chaitanya. We have to take that. And die gloriously. That's the glorious death. Those devotees who died distributing books in the street, there's many that died in our preaching. I remember two instances. One was in France. I haven't witnessed this, but some of the older devotees may know. I haven't witnessed this because I was in India, but my wife, Hare Krishna Devi Dasi, she was there in that period, and there was the wife of the Sankirtan leader. Her name was Mahima Bhushana. Maybe some of you remember that. Mahima Bhushana. She had two kids, and one was, or three, and one, and she was pregnant, but she was going out in Sankirtan. And a car ran over her. So, the ambulance came and they saw, nothing doing here. So she asked for the Japa Mala, for the Japa beads, and she started chanting. I mean, this is the report that the nurse, I mean, the one who was in the ambulance, gave. They went to the devotee, she died in the ambulance, she asked for the Japa Mala, and she died chanting on the Japa beads. So they were shocked. When they met the devotees, he said, "You never seen anything like this." I mean, a young woman, pregnant, two young children that she's going to leave, would be in panic. It would be absolutely panic-stricken, absolutely out of her mind. But she just kept chanting and said, "Even sorry for doing this," or something like this, you know. Glorious. That's glorious. That's pure, absolute glory, you know? And people can see that. Other examples, we had one Sankirtan devotee, he became a devotee when he was quite old. At that time, in the early 70s, when one would come 45 years old and become a Lucid man, he was old. He was really old. And so much so, that when he came to the Long Temple, he had to be there to get my visa, and he arrived at that period. And we were suspicious. Why is a 45-year-old man coming to become a zombie? I mean, and he looked like a beautiful man, you know, he had been an actor before or something, you know, style strong. I said, let's see, you know, he had come from Milan, so he didn't have a place to stay, so he could stay at the temple. He said, no, we have to, you know, we don't let people come in and stay. Not true, it wasn't true. You know, we don't let people come in and stay immediately. Yet. So he was sleeping under a tree for a week. We kept him out. For a week. He was such a sincere soul. Glorious also. He became a great Sankirtan devotee, fantastic book distributor, and he developed cancer after a while. Not long after, he developed cancer. The cancer paralyzed him or something, and he was in the hospital and he wanted books with the actor part, which wasn't paralyzed. He was trying to give books to the other people, you know, moving like this to in the beds or to the nurses, and he died trying to give a book. I mean, this is absolutely glorious. It's fantastic. This is worshipable. You know, we have to. Prabhupada wanted to die preaching. And he, you know, infused in us this desire to preach and distribute Krishna consciousness to the, you know, suffering souls, to the suffering humanity. Now, so that is our glory. We don't go, there's no point of going and dying in a battle, you know, against ISIS, you know, the new caliphate, whatever. That's not glorious. You know, they are practically demons against demons, you know, whatever. You know, some may be a little more demonic than the others, but we are not part of this worldly politics. There is no glory in there. There is no real satisfaction for the soul. The only possibility is distributing, expanding the Krishna consciousness movement. That would be very glorious. Prabhupada did say at one point, in the beginning Krishna consciousness is exciting, at the end is glorious. He did say that. So let's try to die a glorious death, and by preaching Krishna consciousness, giving Krishna consciousness to everyone. And let, you know, rest assured that when we do that, the acharyas are with us. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is with us. There is no doubt about it. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Are there any questions, comments? I know today there is and it's going to. Please, Maharaj. Did I say anything wrong? Please correct me.
I'm thinking about, you spoke nicely about fear, fearlessness, and also courage. And think of one. He said, let us be courageous and fearless. I just wonder, sometimes I've heard it said that courage is to act not fearlessly, but even you are fearful, you act.
Yeah.
So I wonder if you could comment on that.
Well, I always thought that that was the difference between being courageous and foolhardy. So there is a kind of courage that the demons have. That's foolhardy. You know, it's just, you know, just to be ostentatious about your courage. And another courage is, type of courage is, that even there is cause for fear, you take shelter and for a higher purpose. You take the risk and do. One may be fearless, but not really courageous. May be fearless, but be foolhardy. I don't know. I, of course, English is not my language, so I'm trying my best. But one whose courageous is definitely, you know, gone beyond fear. Not that presumptuously he has cast, you know, he has deleted fear. Like Prabhupada said, you know, this double track, you know, he said, I'm praying every day, Krishna, not to let me fall down. Right? So, you know, I'm not just taking it for granted. Hey, I'm a Paramahansa, I'm coming here, I'm preaching. What the material nature can do to me? Nothing. No? So he, you know, sacred fear of the material nature is Krishna's energy, and you know, he can't play with it. You know, he can't take it for granted. He's not affected. So humbly, you know, and fearfully praying for Krishna's protection. At the other end, I never thought about Krishna, he said. You know, once, so, you know, he knew that by taking shelter of Krishna, you know, he didn't have to be fearful. You know, Abhai Charanaravinda. So, but, you know, your point is very valid. If one day Krishna willing, I'll be able to take sannyas. I don't know if it's going to happen, and one is supposed to be fearless, but I don't know if I have to be totally fearless. I'd probably better not take, you know, not even look at the Dhamma. So, but you know, I think that, you know, the fear can be, I'd say, surpassed by taking shelter. I think that's correct me if I'm wrong. Of course, on another platform, personalities like Dadi Chimuni, that, you know, they go there, they give us bones. You know, yeah, okay, what do you want? A liver also, you know, whatever it is, to want a skull, you know, what you want to bring. So, you know, it's totally transcendental. As I'm sure, even with all due respect to all the devotees in our group, if you go there and say, we need a kidney, raise your hand if you will, you know, raise it, you know, and then we take names, not that you raise your hand in class, and then, you know, forget about, oh, why you raise this hand, now then we go take the name. Now there is a devotee that needs a kidney, it's real, you know, anybody willing to give a kidney? And you got two. I mean, bones, you only had one set of bones. Dadi Chimuni, he said, no, I got a spare bone here that I can replace. So, you know, that's another platform. And, you know, we should also be aware at which stage of, you know, battle of fearlessness we are, or courage we are, and dedication, ultimately dedication to Krishna consciousness. And not be presumptuous or think we are more thank you.
Vipassura was a demon and a great devotee.
Yes.
Seems so contradictory.
Oh, that's interesting. I think I gave a class in Tirupati about that. It was the verse of Vipassura as well, yeah. If I remember, it was 2 years ago. Yeah, that's a symptomatic of the power of bhakti. That bhakti is so incorruptible, you say that? Incorruptible, yeah, that word. Bhakti, pure bhakti, is so incorruptible that even if it's the soul that has that bhakti is within the frame, subtle and gross, of a demon. Because Vritrasura was really, he wasn't a demon just because maybe he had big teeth or a big body or a demonic body. He also had the mentality. He didn't go like, okay, I gotta play the part of a demon like an actor, you know? Okay, what do I have to do today? a lover or a tango dancer or a demon. No, I have to do the demon today. It's my, you know, it's in Hollywood, you know, or Bollywood. You know, he had the mentality. When he went to kill somebody, he killed it. You know, ferociously. Ferociously. No, sorry, I gotta kill you. I'm a devotee. I gotta do this. I'm terrible, but let me do it. You know, he didn't do that. He was ferociously demonic. But the devotion to Krishna, the devotion was untouched, incorrupted, uncorrupted. And that is the power of bhakti. It's the same thing that you find in Hiranyakasipu, Hiranyaksha, you know, big demons that harass even a 5-year-old child. In order to harass and try to kill a 5-year-old child, your own son, you gotta be a bit demonic, don't you? You know, you gotta be ruthless, you know? So ruthless. Your son, 5 years old, gonna kill him. My own hands. That's, you know, there's nothing worse than that, I guess. But still, you know, his heart, he was a devotee. The devotion, bhakti devi, was not corrupted by this. So, that's an inconceivable feature, one sense, of Krishna Lila, of the leaders of Krishna, that he can maintain a person pure, purely devotional in his heart, and, you know, acting, thinking, even feeling like a demon. But it's a special Lila. Not that one goes, okay. You know, I'm a devotee, you know, let me go and eat a big steak in the restaurant and drink some beer and then find, you know, whoever and then go and stab, you know, that guy who I really can't stand. But, you know, I'm a devotee, I'm going to be fine, you know, now you're going to fall down. It is special personalities that Krishna, through, you know, he wants to teach that. You know, you'll see, I think the glories of Vrinda Sura is going to be the next chapter, if I'm not mistaken, that, you know, he remains a very wonderful innocent. So innocent in the good sense, pure soul. You know, not that having done all this demonic thing has corrupted his devotion. No, it's his duty. It's the part he has to play. He will do it. Even with the mentalities, you know, that pertain to that part. Incredible, eh? But that means that once you obtain pure devotional service, that's it. Nothing can really happen. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's another point. Another question. That the last verse which you read, that there are two ways to meet a glorious death.
Yeah.
One, and both are very rare, it says.
Yeah.
One is to die after performing mystic yoga, especially bhakti yoga, and the other one is to die on the battlefield, leading the army and never showing one's back. So these are the two kinds of death recommended in the Shastra as glorious. But how do you understand somebody is called to go to war and, you know, it's...
Somebody nowadays, not in a holy war, not in a real holy war.
Yeah.
That's the unfortunate condition of humanity right now. That if your question is, if one is called to go to war, should he be courageous and die in the battle, or should try to avoid it? Is that the question, basically?
Yeah, but also the question is that even if he is courageous...
Where is he going to go? What's going to happen to him?
Does he fall in that category as described?
You know, the war, the way the wars are fought nowadays, you know, it's not really, you know, a sign of courage. You send a what do you call it, these airplanes? They send the drone, then you send a little machine, then you... And these other guys, they use chlorine, you know, to kill these. These are Muslims. They use chlorine gas to kill 300 people. That's not. You know, the old thing is condemned. The old thing is condemned. Now, someone who believes, you know, Belgium is attacked by Holland.
No, never know.
160 years ago, there was the Crimea War. My grandfather used to tell me about the Crimea War. His grandfather said, you know, my grandfather went to the Crimea, no, the peninsula, the Crimea War, in where the festival
is. Ukraine.
Ukraine. In Ukraine, yes. 160 years ago. And you know who was fighting? Russia against the West. Only America wasn't there. Maybe the sense of voluntary. But England, Italy. Italy wasn't there yet. It was in embryo state. Even the sense of people. And many of them died of cholera. And again, you know, if you had told me 5 years ago there's going to be another Crimea War, I said, hey, what are you talking about? You know, it's not a French Revolution or what? You know, I said, what are you talking about? There is a war. The same, and Turkey also was against Russia and Turkey. So it's a whole thing. So maybe, let's say Belgium is attacked by Holland. All right, and one of the young Belgian aides called to the army, and you know, in good faith, he goes and fights, you know, to protect Belgium. To protect, what's the name of the queen? Paula? No, not Paula anymore. Somebody, you know, the other guy.
Matilda,
with a picture of Matilda, you know. And he dies and he's shot, and, you know, the picture doesn't save him from the bullet. Goes through Matilda and reaches the left ventricular of his heart or whatever. And he dies like this. Well, in one sense, you could say better him than another guy that hid, underneath the earth, and he didn't do to protect his. But if the other guy hid with the Jacobites and chanted Hare Krishna, I would say that that's the best choice. I would say that's the best choice because. Who cares if you're ruled by the Dutch? What's the big deal? Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, you know, the British. And British were not so much different from the Germans. And British? They were not much different from the Germans, you know, the way they did, you know, what they did. But he said, well, okay. I remember there was a brahmachari in Calcutta. His name was Narasimha Murthy. He was old. He came from the Gaudiya Math in the very beginning, and he joined us. And he was a fool. He became a fool. So he was old. And he used to go and be like the peon of the temple. And one time he came back, he was Shatadani at the time, Swami, you know. And we were sitting close by in the Gadi in the office. He came and said, Maharaj, we are not fit to be independent. Like this, we are not fit to. Because he said, such a mess, better if the British were here. You know, Calcutta looks like London after an atomic explosion. It's like, you know, it was the Pearl of the Ancient Poet. So we are not fit to be independent. Because there's so many difficulties in the offices. So, that's the answer. And besides that, you're going to fight a war, you know. It's not really the Kshatriya spirit. Prabhupada once mentioned, what's the name of the king? He was a commander of He was one of the commanders of Aurangzeb, who was not a very nice guy. He was one of the commanders of Aurangzeb. Some Sena, something Sena, that's his name. We can look at it, it's probably must be in the folio. So, he had gone to fight.
Who's Sena?
So he had gone to fight, and he had lost. So, you know, he was, you know, sadly going back to his palace. The queen, his wife, who was a Kshatriya queen, heard that she had lost, that he had lost in the battle. So he heard that he was coming back, told the servants, lock the gate, don't let him in. So he arrives to the palace, and the gates are locked. So he sends a message, hey, you know, tell the queen that King something or Hussein or whatever it is here, you know, I'm there. And she when she gets the message, says, no, it's not possible. It can't be him. Because if it was my husband, he had either died in the battle or he had come out victorious. So it can't be him. And he kept him out. No. Even, you know, the guy that said, you know, can I take a shower? You know, that's, you know, at least a shower, take a rest. I can't go and fight again. Nothing. You know, locked out. So there was Kshatriya spirit. There was the Kshatriya spirit. If you go to Benares, you know, you see this. Papa did say that some, you know, during the Pakistani-India war, there was one man, he had a small airplane, one Cessna, full of weapons. He would go with his airplane. And then in the opposite, in the Andes line, he killed a lot of people, you know, with machine, you know, like that. He loved it, you know. He was enthused, intrigued, you know, by the whole thing. That's a Kshatriya. If you go to Benares, you see pictures of the museum, you see some big heads of tigers. I mean, some big, big tiger head. Like, and you see pictures, one guy that killed that tiger with a big sword. The sword must be big, 5 or 6 kg. I don't know how to, you know, you can handle it, that big sword. Yeah, and you see the face of, you know, of the Raja there. You know, it's like, you know, I don't know, you know, you would think he has taken, you know, after an act of cocaine or something. You know, but I mean, then there is another, you know, another one I remember, he was paralyzed in his legs. Still, he wanted to kill a tiger. So, you know, with a gun, with a machine gun. Not a machine gun, with a rifle. With an old rifle, actually. You know, so probably he had two shells, you know, an old rifle. And he was sitting there, old, with the tiger, his shirt, and on his rifle. Happy. You know, it was like, what a relief. You know, it's like, I have to kill somebody, I have to show my prowess, otherwise, you know, it's like I don't feel good. So this war, the battlefield was like this, you know, and they were open-minded, like Bhishma, you know, they went in the night, I went here and it's late, in the night, you know, they went, how can we kill you? He said, well, you do it like this, you know. Yes, now, can you imagine, you know, going to, you know, to one army, to the Russians or Ukraine, and say, how can we kill all of you guys? Like this, you know. You don't even, you know, you don't even go and ask. They kill you as soon as they see you walking in the Russian camp. You don't kill them either. So it's there is nothing pure nowadays from the material platform. And it's really black and white. Hare Krishna, become the Lord, or arrivederci, Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Prabhupada grantarale, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.